is another edition of the MyFM and Petawawa Toyota local legend program here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, and our guest in the studio right now is Ryan, who is also one of the founding people who brought Valley Eats to the area, our very own local delivery service for food and beyond. So Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on being named a local legend.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
So we were kind of talking a little bit before about how your career in the workforce really started in retail, and now it kind of just ballooned to what you have today.
I did start in retail. I was working in retail for about 15 years when I decided it was kind of time to change it up a little bit. During that time frame, that's when I actually met the co-owner, Dan, my partner in crime with Valley Eats. And as we were just sitting around wanting to order food one day, we realized that pizza was the only thing we could get. He had been doing coding his whole life, and I had been in retail, so it really came down to, he said he could build it, and I said, well, I can sell it. Together we came up with the premise and the concept. We designed it and did everything in-house, and within 3 months we had a running app that was ready to go in Pembroke and Petawawa.
And obviously it's grown tremendously since you first started, and now you've even expanded a little bit as well, maybe even to more rural communities.
Yeah, when we did start this little thing, we thought it would just be Pembroke, Petawawa, and Renfrew by the fifth year. That was kind of what we thought was going to happen. Obviously, COVID did have a major impact in what people wanted and what they needed, and you know, we ran with that, and we tried to do as much as we could for the communities that really didn't have access to it. So we really focused on places like Arnprior, Renfrew, Carlton Place, and then we moved into Perth and Smith Falls in that kind of time frame, because again, they were close, and we knew these communities, we knew these towns, so we just kind of took that and went in and kind of got our service up and running and working with the local mom-pa shops there to really give that to the customers and what they kind of wanted and needed in that time, right? And then after that, you know, we kind of got lucky and continued to expand into other markets where we got to go to Kempville, we got to go to Embrum, Castleman, and now we're all the way out into Port Elgin and Hanover, more south of Ontario now. And it's been fun and exciting for us.
Is it still called Valley Eats out there too?
It is still called Valley Eats out there. We have been back and forth on the name quite a few times, because as you get further, people don't necessarily know what the Valley is. But then as we go, to us, valleys are like about your small towns. They're about rurals, right? So the Valley part kind of makes sense to us still. So we still have that name because it is. It is a valley. We're working together as a team, and that's what we want to do.
And we were also kind of talking, too, about what sets Valley Eats aside from the other guys and the corporate overhang and stuff like that. So you and your partners have really dove into the local aspect of being part of, you know, the PBIAs and the Chamber of Commerce and things like that, just kind of getting involved with that business community, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we do like to do is when we are going into a new market or we're working in a market, we do like to work with like the local economic people. So we will reach out to BIAs and we'll work with the ECDEF people to be like, what is it that those businesses are looking for? What is it that they need? And then we do work with the business owners and our partners and offer them what we feel is like a much more fair solution compared to the other people. We are very focused on obviously not overpricing things for our partners. And that's kind of helped separate us and made us a more viable option for smaller mom-pa shops.
One last question for you there, Ryan, before we wrap up. What is the future like for Valley Eats? Are you hoping to expand a little bit more, or maybe focus on what you have here?
The future is for us, one, to continue getting better as a company. That's one thing for sure. We're always focused on trying to make it better for our customers, our partners, and our couriers. But the future is it's out of province. That's the future. Is we do want to by the end of this year, hopefully know which province we're going to go into, and then by January 2025, start our process into a new province.
Well, congratulations, and you've made some extreme headway with again a small little idea after ordering a pizza, yep. And now turning it into quite the empire. So congratulations, and we hope nothing but the best for you, and congratulations as well being named a local legend.
Awesome. Cheers. Thanks.